This is a competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend.
Wanna be on
Bienvenue. I think we've already used this opening once. Welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast. I am Amanda Mitchell. I'm sorry for being an outfit repeater, Lizzie McGuire, but I'm here with my favorite person on the face of the earth, Hillary Lisa Vanderpump, only on Vanderpump Rules Sussman.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of tired. We're doing a late night record, which is unusual for us, but here we are.
I know. Here we are. Here we are.
Gotta find the time. Gotta find
it. I know. Gotta make it happen. Did I tell you I got some new shoes? They're very shiny and sparkly. I mean, they're black leather, but they have rhinestones.
Ooh, cute.
Yes, I love a mule. We love a mule in this household.
We love a mule. The animal.
What are we recapping today, Hillary?
We are recapping cycle 13 of America's Next Top Model, episodes 3 and 4. And the title of episode 3 is Fortress of Fierceness. All right.
Yes.
Step it up.
Yeah. That's a good title. I'm not mad at it.
It's better than some of the other ones.
I mean, what was last week's? One of the ones we had last week was like egregiously bad. It was the early bird gets the makeover.
Yeah.
Unforgivable. Not good. They've had some pretty bad ones, but that one's pretty gnarly. So episode 3, I just want to point out, I think the reason why their heights are listed in the Wikipedia is only because they're in the opening credits.
I had the exact same thought. I also watched the entire opening credits because I was like, they're all so hot. And I couldn't fast forward because it's the first one, so we do like to watch it. But I was also like, they're all so hot.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
All of them.
Every single contestant this season is like unbelievable. I love it. I love it.
But I don't know what the theme of the opening was other than like they were wearing ribbons as clothing. I didn't understand.
Sexy ribbons. That's the theme. Sexy ribbons. So basically the episode opens with Bianca being like, I was in the bottom too. Womp womp. What a sad tale. I mean, yeah. Of course.
And not even for her performance, for her mouth. And that's what pisses her off.
And that should piss you off, but also, like, you do nothing to change your behavior whatsoever, Ray. Or not Ray, Bianca. I'm looking at my next note.
So,
but, you know.
Ray's pic is displayed in the house. And she's proud.
Yeah. And this is when we learn that she's a Walmart cashier. They do a ton of Walmart cross-promotion.
Rachel is a Walmart cashier.
Oh, Rachel's a Walmart cashier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can tell I was paying, like, half attention when I did some of my notes. I was packing. Going away.
You're over her broken foot, and
same.
She's just complaining a lot in this episode.
How many times have we seen that footage of Courtney like injuring her foot, like landing on her foot?
Oh, did they show it again?
They showed at least. They showed at least twice, I think, maybe three times. I think they show it every time that Courtney mentions her foot. Like the first time they show it, so like. In her audition, last episode, because they had to be like, oh, where's the girl with the crutches? Nope, she just has a boot. And then this episode. And every time I scream.
The bankable production siren goes off because we have a Tyra male.
Yes. Your career will be short if you don't measure up.
Whoa! Lots of short puns.
Yeah, a lot of short puns, a lot of height references.
Should I just steal those for the title episodes?
The girls say, no, it's not the girls. It can't
the
work.
The girls don't measure up.
The girls don't measure up. No, I don't want to put that out in the universe. What if we have a new listener who's like, the girls don't measure up? What the fuck? No.
So the girls go to Wilhelmina Models. Yes. And Nigel enters. And he's like, girls, you're in for a treat today. Because today we have the president of Wilhelmina Motors, Sean Patterson.
Sean Patterson!
Woo!
So,
never heard of you.
I was trying to figure out who Sean Patterson looks like and who Sean Patterson sounds like. Because his voice and his body, A, do not match up. And B,
his face looked so familiar.
He looked so familiar. And I can't, I was like, has he been on the show before? And I looked up his IMDb and he has apparently not. So like,
he looks like somebody else, but just like older and worse.
Yeah, I could not stop looking at him and being like, who the fuck are you? So guys, listeners, if you guys can figure it out, send us an email. Honestly.
Speaking of, we should make the announcement.
Oh shit, we have so many.
The last episode we did, but we got an answer from our dear, dear Sparrow, who flew in to tell us. What was the question even?
I just got it was about Tiana, because Tiana had a 10-year-old daughter. And I was like, was she pregnant on the time of the show of last season? The answer is an equivocal no. Like, no. We know that she was
not her biological daughter.
No. She, like, I guess it's her niece that she adopted. Yes. So that is,
So, done and done. We know you've been waiting for that tea, babies.
Basically, guys, to explain why we recorded 2 weeks in advance, I'm currently, at the time this episode comes out, in Europe. And it will be in next episode, too. So we had to get a little bit ahead of ourselves. Sorry, guys. And so we missed a whole bunch of good shit in Cycle 13. So we will go back and touch upon it when it comes up. But mostly, I just want to point out that Sierra from the girl who didn't make it in, is the new yellow Power Ranger.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
That's the important thing to point out. All right, you ready?
Is that it? Okay, cool. So then Sean Patterson just shills Wilhelmina for everybody and is like, we accept all types of beauty. Good for you. Tyra had to see 6 different agencies in LA before being signed. You only get one chance to impress Sean. So girls, get in there. You're making a first impression. And then Sunday goes, surprise, we're doing an interview. And it's like, if you really wanted them to do well on it, wouldn't you have given them some kind of warning?
Like a heads up.
An hour.
Like, like an hour. Like, even if you go on a casting call and you get called by your agent being like, hey, you have to go, like, today. You still have, like, a solid 45 minutes to prepare.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing realistic about this situation whatsoever. And that's why I think, like, a lot of about this pisses me off. Like, most of it pisses me off, honestly, because it's kind of fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
But, like,
Let's get in there. Lulu's first. And he's like, why do you want to be a model? And she's like, I love fashion. I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. And Sean's like, okay, who's your favorite fashion photographer? And she's like, I don't really know.
And then he's like, you don't know? Why do you want to be a model if you don't, like, you have to know these things? And again, every fucking season they bring this shit up. Every season.
Just have these things in your back pocket. You don't even have to really like them. Just, like, 1 to 2 designers and photographers that you love and, like, 5 models that you like.
Yeah.
They ask it in every
season. Every season. Literally. It's the equivalent of going on Miss America and it being like, what do you mean? Not now, but like 10 years ago, going on Miss America and being like, what do you mean I have to do a swimsuit competition? You know!
Also, you if fucking you've know. Watched the show, then you know photographers. Mike Rosenthal.
Mike Rosenthal. Literally, Russell James was on last season. You know who's a really fucking talented photographer?
Jill Ben Simmons.
Russell James. Jill Ben Simmons. There you go.
You soak this shit up. You don't even realize you know it. What could I be doing with this brain space of mine? Probably nothing.
Honestly,
nothing. So, anyway, Courtney's next. And she still has her boot on. And they're like, can you give us a runway walk? And she's like, yes, I can.
And
she struts. And Sean goes, how much pain are you in right now, sweetheart? And she's like, it's not that bad. And Nigel's like, I'm really proud of Courtney. She really pulled it together.
I actually think they all actually, none of that was sarcastic. Like, I really think all of that was said, like, truly, like, they really wanted to, like, the minute she said yes, they were like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. Okay, let's see who the girl the fuck this girl thinks she is. Yeah. And then, and like, she delivered. And then Sean was like, I was very proud of her. Because also her walk, even
but it was short-lived.
I know. I mean, yeah. But her walk, even if it was limpy, it's not bad. I've seen worse walks. We've seen worse walks from girls who can walk.
It's last week. It's like the fact that you tried is, and didn't make up or use an excuse. So Jennifer's next, and she, this is the first mention of her eye muscle ailment. I did not write down what it's called. Some kind of
ptosis.
Some kind of ptosis.
No, it's just called ptosis.
Oh. So she you think lost of it, like, it was short for, like, Alice in her left eye, and it looks like she has a lazy eye.
Yeah. I, for some reason, for a long time, thought I had this. I don't. I just have a lazy eye. Like, it's not that lazy. It just gets tired. Okay, guys? It gives up. That's what happens. It gives up. Yeah, that's why, like, I get really close to the table when I write. Like, I get really close because I have one eye that's basically doing all the work while the other eye is just, like, hanging out. Like, whatever.
So, like, my parents' marriage. And they're like, do you have any acting experience? And she goes, I did musical theater, Amanda. And they're like, oh, sing a song for us. And she's taking a while to choose. And they're like, just
anything?
Song, any lyric. And she's just standing there and like, and I felt so bad for her.
I felt so bad for her. I would have done the exact same thing, or I would have been like.
But not at that age. If I had, how old's Rachel? Let me see.
She's like 18.
She's 18. She probably just did a high school musical.
Yeah, she probably did like Joseph. She had a big
part. Just take whatever song you sang, or even if you weren't the big part, take the song from that.
Yeah. Just, like,
I understand why she was taking a while, because she was thinking of songs and then thinking if she would sound good singing them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she was overthinking it. Just sing it. Just sing it, girl. Like, just I think it.
It's acapella. Do it an octave down. Nobody's going to know.
I would wind up pulling, like, a Liz Lemon. Somebody bring me some ham! that would be me. And, let's see, where
I would have pulled out a Carol Channing.
Oh, yeah, I would have been like, a mama's coming out, mama's coming home, na, 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 na. Like something, like that's a full Patti LuPone. I know, but it would have been like a Patti, a, like one of my Jewish mom impressions.
How the other half, how the other half lives. That's what Tony does, except he'll keep saying how the other half, like three more times. So, Sunday's 5-3, and they're just like, why are you here?
Yeah, like, we do not understand why you're here. They're like, you're really pushing the boundaries, aren't you? That's sarcasm!
Yeah.
That I loved. And Bianca gets criticized in some weird way for having a severe look, which I thought was so bizarre, because I was like, didn't this girl get cast on having a severe look? And, like, also, again, that's the makeover she was given.
True.
The makeover she was given. You can't criticize someone for having a severe look if, like, Tyra's the one who bleached their eyebrows.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
So, first impressions. Unfortunately, one of you does not have what it takes to work for Wilhelmina. So we're gonna eliminate one of you right now. And I was like, oh my god, way harsh tie. I didn't think this was actually going to happen.
The definition of way harsh tie. Yeah. Like, tie spelled T-Y, guys, by the way.
And all the girls are like, we thought somebody was going to win. We didn't think somebody was going to get sent home if they weren't good enough to stay.
Like, there's so much about this that is so inherently fucked up. And like, didn't give them a chance to prepare, and then you let, like, then you send them home? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Yeah. Bye, Rachel!
Bye, Rachel.
Because she has charisma.
Since we don't get to the top model song for Rachel, I would like to sing it in her behalf. Top model, top model, top model, top model, top model, top model. There, mm-hmm. I sang a song, Rachel. You could not. I
so sang all, one all for the you. Girls are horrified, and they're same. Like, holy shit. And then Jennifer's like, I'm happy she's gone, less competition.
Yeah, because Jennifer's like, my lazy, I probably would have sent my ass home if she hadn't fucked up. So.
She's like, if it wasn't for Rachel, would have been me. Tyra mail!
Okay, can we just talk about this Tyra mail, though? That Bianca, like, sees it, and she's in the hot tub, and she, like, runs in the house, like, I gotta get it!
Really?
Yes. It's so weird. And so, anyway, Tyra mail. A top model knows to never... Hold on. Never mask her best asset. Time to separate the supermodels from the mirror models.
Ooh.
Great.
Sunday so, goes, wait 30 minutes, another Tyra male's coming to say who's going home.
I love her.
I love her.
We do not deserve Sunday.
No, we
also,
don't.
Also, I really need to, like, firm up my Sunday impression.
It's like this. It's yeah. Like, just wait another 30 minutes. Another one's coming to say who's going home.
Yeah, it's a little like this.
You gotta prune also, while you do it.
You definitely gotta prune. But also, like...
It's, like, harsh, but, like, a little laid back.
With, like, a little... Like I did last week. Like a... Like, she sounds like a Jersey guy. Like, she's more like a Jersey guy, unless, like a Midwestern, like a Chicago. Yeah. It's more like a... Yeah, it's... Anyway.
She's from Bakersfield, California, by the
Where'd
way.
Where'd she get that voice? Oh, then it's Californians. That's what it is. It's just
so,
the Californians.
The girls go to Jean-Michel Bourbon studio. Get ready to be confused as fuck. So they get there, and there's this very rude, semi-French guy.
Yeah, I thought he was just American.
He's American. He's just using franglais.
Yeah.
And Laura's like, this petite man is so rude.
I love her again.
And he's like, can anyone give me the perfect picture? What is this, a munchkin land? And Tyra enters in a trench coat and glasses. She's giving Carmen Sandiego. And she's like, I think I can try to pose. And he keeps yelling at her. And she's like, don't get me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry. And she's working on her Hulk audition. And she takes off the trench coat. She's wearing a metallic cape underneath. And she says, I'm Super Smize. And Aaron, the look on Aaron's face is me.
She's like,
she's
what the
like
fuck?
Trying to smile so hard, but just frozen. Just like, what?
And like, can we talk about the superhero outfit?
Yes.
Lycra? Lycra. It's a it is a jazz costume. Like, it's a black Lycra leotard with a silver panel that's like a V holographic fabric and a cape.
That cape.
That mm-hmm. cape. Mm-mm. But again, I feel like this is the most obvious Tyra has ever been that she's just doing this show to add stuff to her reel. Yeah. I feel like she sensed, like, the Marvel thing happening, and she was like, I gotta get in there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, so then Tyra teaches them how to smize as Super Smize, who is her character. And she says, you need to put your hand on your tummy and think of something delicious.
Yum. It's like her advice is so nonsensical. Literally, it's like it's put your head up, shoulders down, 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 like someone's pushing them into the ground, neck up, string.
it's called just having good posture and standing up straight.
Just having good posture.
So she asks all the girls what they want to eat, and Brittany says cats. Jennifer says sheet cake. Laura says prunes.
Laura.
Sunday says beef noodles.
Correct. I mean, correct. Not correct, but correct.
Courtney says pizza, and then Tyra says, what human toppings on this human pizza?
She asked if you're going to have, what are you going to, like, are you going to have anything on there? And she goes, pepperoni. And she's like, will it be turkey pepperoni? Or will it be, she says,
pork swine.
Real pork swine.
Because Tyra is a cannibal.
She is a cannibal. Yeah, she's moved past, like, agelessness, and now she's just a fucking cannibal. That's just true.
So, they're going to have a challenge for the best smize amongst the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyra is judging. And the girls go somewhere. I don't know where. Nobody knows. And they come back wearing Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Dayman, Nightman, onesie, spandex body suit.
That's my exact note! It's like just straight up Dayman, Nightman fight. Like, no,
those,
it's like
that's Dayman, what those are called, right?
Fighter of the Nightman costumes, yes.
And Tyra is herself again, and she's like, I don't know where Super Smize went. It's just me, Tyra.
Yeah, she went to go help some seniors in high school who had to go get ready for their senior prom photos. It's like, is that really what Super Smize needs to do? Like, what kind of superhero is Super Smize?
I don't want to talk about it.
I really don't like the fact that Smize is spelled the way it is.
My thing kept auto-correcting it to smile, and I was like, Tyra, like, we lose it.
It should be S-M-E-Y-E-S, if we're being really accurate. Smize, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, the winner of the challenge gets to go to the bazaar with Sean Patterson of Wilhelmina and have some dinner. And this is one of the dumbest challenges they have ever done on this show.
Really shitty. So the girls are paired up with each other and they put the mouth part of their outfit over it, so just their eyes are exposed. And it's Aaron versus Courtney, and Courtney wins. This was truly, this was like the most subjective challenge. Yes,
that's what I mean.
It was just Tyra like picking who she likes better.
Who she thought smize better. And it was just like, and her pick, like, to me, her picks were very odd. But also, like, it's just all so bizarre. Like, there's so arbitrary. And, like, what level of measurement was she using? What is the measurement that a smize comes in?
Exactly. So, the winners are Courtney, Lulu, Laura, Cara, Brittany, and Bianca. And they all get outfits to wear to dinner with Sean Patterson. And the losing team gets outfits, too, because they're going to be dishwashers at the restaurant.
Yes. I also think it's Kara, by the way. That's what I wrote down in my notes. I know. You don't give a fuck about her. She doesn't like Nicole. We don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah.
She's trash.
Kara joins up with all of the basic girls, which we'll get to in a few episodes.
Ugh.
So the girls all go to dinner, and Sean's like, now that it's dessert time, time for one of you girls to be cut. And they all freak out, and he's like, I'm just kidding. We're just having dinner.
Oh. I really want to go to the bazaar. Just to say that as a sidebar. I really like Jose Andres as a restaurant tour. Anyway, and the losing girls have to wash dishes, which is super dumb. But the only girl who I was really happy that was on that dinner with Sean Patterson was Laura. Like, than anyone else. I was like, you deserve this!
The only one in that group I was rooting for.
You deserve it! Brittany, too, I think.
Mm. So, we get a Tyra mail. The girls go back to the house.
Yeah. Tyra mail. In some professions, being small is a big advantage.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, Bianca opens the dishwasher, and there's steam, and the dishes aren't clean. And her and Jennifer argue, and it's so stupid, and I don't have any other notes on it. Other than the fact that Bianca is just like, or no, Jennifer's like, this is really annoying, and Bianca's like, I agree. And Jennifer's like, I'm not talking about the dishes, I'm talking about you.
It's not the dishes I'm annoyed by, it's you. That's when I was like, Jennifer, love you. Love her.
Next morning, it's 8:28 a.m., and we get a short montage of the girls getting ready, and then we hear call to post. And the girls arrive at Santa Anita Park, and Mr. J greets them, and there is a giant statue of Seabiscuit, and he tells them the story of Seabiscuit and how he beat all the odds even though he was a short horse.
And I was going to say
short metaphors.
Even though he was like a crazy drug addict on BoJack Horseman, because I finished watching and I was literally on my brain, and I was like, "Wow, Seabiscuit, BoJack Horseman."
The girls are going to be posing on a horse with a jockey, nude. Well, just topless.
I love this shoot. I have so many notes. In this episode, I definitely have the note, oh my god, I love this photo shoot, at least twice. But, yeah, so they're gonna be naked on horses, and everyone's like, yes, and they're wearing really, really long wigs. And they're basically going to be modeling alongside probably the only person that they will ever model with that's shorter than them. Because their jockey is 5 feet tall.
Norm!
Love him. He was cute. I thought he was adorable. He seemed to really enjoy it.
He was. He's got a topless woman sitting behind him.
Seriously.
Of course he's enjoying it.
I know. And Rey is smizing her little butt off. She's like, smize. Ooh, good smizing, Hillary. I felt that. Felt it through
Jennifer
the screen.
Looks like she's drunk. But it's just her eye.
Yeah, because she's trying to smize and, like, she can't physically use that muscle.
Unhappy, and it keeps, like, whinnying and trying to get away.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up with this girl's eyes?
Yeah.
Brittany, beautiful. Brittany looks like Italian Vogue. She just kills it.
Mm-hmm. She was like laying on the horse, like looking all casual. And I was like, how is gravity working in that?
She looks photoshopped into it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney. Oh, whoop. I jumped so far ahead. Nicole feels awkward and uncomfortable.
Why? She says that out of nowhere, and she never explains why, and I was like, is it because you're topless?
Oh,
and I was like, but I wouldn't imagine
she doesn't seem
Nicole.
Like
yeah, like, that doesn't seem, like, on brand for Nicole.
Ashley's too studied. Erin smizes. Ugh, yes.
Erin. Love it.
J.S. Laura if she's scared of horses, and she goes, I have a horse. And then she goes, I am thrilled to be working with the horse, but I am even more thrilled to be nude. And it's like, you wouldn't
literally
expect it, because she's Southern, and she seems very religious, but she's
Why
great.
Is she such an angel? Like, I love that answer so much. I'm just happy to be nude. Like, girl, same. Love her.
Yeah.
Ugh, an icon.
Anyway. Courtney looks like Elvira. Courtney does not look good in her long black wig.
Yeah, why didn't they give her, like,
a red one?
Like, yeah, I don't understand. Like, didn't they give somebody else a red one, or did they not have a red one?
I don't know if Nicole needed one, but...
I think Nicole needed one. I think Nicole...
Then they did
I think they put
one.
Clips in her hair, maybe. They might have had a full wig. They might have had clips.
Oh,
because they definitely... Because Nicole's hair is not that long. Or not that thick, at least. It's thick, it's not that thick. And let's see. So, poor Courtney. And then Courtney, basically, she gets on set, and Jay's like, so we need you to put on your boot, because it's for safety reasons. And it's for safety reasons.
Tyra
End
explains
of
it
question.
In judging, and it makes perfect sense. Honestly.
Yes.
For the first time in her life.
Exactly. And it's like, they're putting your safety first, and they're right. Like, honestly, I would be terrified to be barefoot near a horse. In general. Put a fucking broken foot in there, and I'd be like,
But she ends up looking like Barbarella in a wrestling ring, and she needs to soften up. Bianca.
Oh, don't give that to Jane.
I'm sorry.
No.
Who did that to her?
Who?
Hootie
who?
Who said, who gave the okay?
Hootie and the Blowfish who?
Bianca.
Who? Hootie who?
Are they testing her because she's not allowed to complain?
Are
anymore?
They testing me? Because, like,
yeah.
This was egregiously bad. Like, this was mean, I feel. Like, who did Bianca piss off?
And then Jay.
Yeah, tries to justify it. By being like, oh, we just wanted you to mask the horse's mane. Bitch, you didn't say that to anybody else. Mm-mm. That don't make any goddamn sense. Also, what are you talking about? Give her
Sunday's weave.
Seriously.
Just share it.
Just give the old weave that Sunday had on her head from last week.
Or switch Courtney's and Bianca's. Seriously. Done.
And then I think both of them would have done better.
Yes.
And it would have been interesting to see Courtney with that shade of color in her hair.
With a blonde, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been interesting.
And it would have been interesting to see Bianca with long hair. That wasn't clearly fake.
Yeah, looking all plastic and shit.
Yeah, it looked plastic. It was that shade of yellow.
And, like, as a person who wears synthetic wigs, you can make synthetic wigs look real. You can.
Yeah.
If you're not lazy. The one
you're wearing right now. Hello.
Thank you.
So, Kara, I don't remember, too stiff. Sunday has to work harder, and then she does great. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to the house.
Yep. And then Courtney is just bitching and moaning, complaining. She's like, she feels like she's in sabotage because, like, Jay made her put on her boot. It's like, that's actually the opposite of what happened.
Yeah. And then Brittany goes, you're blaming everyone else, and I think you really need a reality check.
I love her. She's such an idiot.
Like, for somebody that's so smart, Brittany sounds so ditzy.
I know.
Or, like, her voice is just so shaky.
I think she's got a natural vibrato when she speaks. So it sounds a little weird at times. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not mad at her for it. So, there are way worse things people can have.
We go into judging, and we learn that Miss J's sleeves are going to get bigger every week.
Yes.
The guest bigger judge and bigger. Is oh my LC from the Hills. Like, Lauren Conrad.
LC from...
I was curious if this was around the time when she went on the Eric Andre show. If she was just making a lot of appearances. Because that was back when she was relevant. I've never seen that episode?
No, I've seen it. I'm just trying to, like, I'm...
Dear listeners, if you haven't seen the episode of the Eric Andre show when Lauren Conrad is a guest, I need you to turn this podcast off and pull it up and watch it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite episodes of television, yeah. I think.
She just does not know what is going on.
And most of the people who go on the Eric Andre show don't, but she, like, but next she, level.
Her publicist set her up.
Yeah, somebody in her team must have fucked with her, or either was fucking with her. I would love.
Or is an idiot.
I need an oral history on the production of that episode. Like, tomorrow.
Why don't you write it? You said you needed content.
That's not my name. That's not. No.
So, we start off judging with Kara Kara, and she needs more movement with her body, and she doesn't have any expression, and she definitely did not smize.
Yeah.
Ashley looks like she's bored to death or she overdosed. Oh, damn, these are harsh critiques.
There are some harsh-ass critiques. I also love that when they first bring up the word smize, Jay is like, what is smize? What the fuck is a smize? Oh, child, no, you're not adding more smize up in here, right? And Jay is very confused. Ashley literally does look like she's just standing there, though. She just looks like...
Yeah, I know.
She's just, like, just there, like, empty-eyed, standing, like, hello. And it's her test shot, as we learn. And it looks like it's her test shot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Jay's critiques of Ashley and Tyra's critiques of Ashley don't coordinate. Because Jay was like, Ashley did amazing.
Yeah, there's a
like,
lot
I urge you to do amazing, but she at least, like, once she relaxed, she finally did well. And then Tyra's like, you look so posed in all of your photos, so I chose this shot as yours. And it's like, no, you fucked her over. Sorry.
So that's Jennifer's body looks good, her face looks weird, and her eyes are uneven. And she's like, I have ptosis. And mm-hmm. Tyra's like, well, then you need to tell the makeup artist, and you need to learn how to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Lulu did well. She looks sweet and not too sexy.
Brittany, yes, bitch, work. That's it.
H2T. Bianca looked annoyed, and she had this tension in her mouth, and she looks like she's smelling a fart.
Yeah. Sunday, speaking of tension in the mouth, she has tension in her mouth. Too much tension in her mouth. She's very prune. Which is interesting, because that's how you get to speak like her. I just have the notes, Ray Madonna. What does that mean?
She looks like Madonna in W Magazine. A little off, but not
Nikki. Not a reference that aged well.
No. Nicole, they like her body. She looks like a giant, and she has a melancholy smile. And Elsie loves it. It's her favorite.
Yes.
Which I feel like is not a compliment. Erin,
yes.
Yes, this, I love it. Yes, bitch. She looks as long as the horse. Her body language.
Gorgeous.
Courtney took her brace off for judging.
Yes. And then she immediately gets up and she complains to the judges that, you know, like, she had to model with her boot on, blah, 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 but she's mad at Jay, blah, blah, blah. I like her photos more than the judges do, but it's not my show, so.
Yeah.
You know,
she sabotaged herself. My opinion doesn't matter.
She did. She looks mad because she gave up.
Brittany looks photoshopped. Cara Cara looks cheap.
Cara Cara. Yeah, she does look cheap. Ashley's photo was gorgeous because it's simple, and that is not a good thing.
No, she overposed.
Yes.
Ray did Madonna. Okay. Lulu didn't smize enough.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca, horrifying.
It looks like she smelled something stank. Laura is a fashion. Yes.
Jennifer, she needs to master her eye.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is coming out of her shell.
Mm-hmm. She has potential and Tyra loves that.
Erin, great shot. Courtney
is weak. Weak. And Nicole is amazing. And Ken, smize.
Mm-hmm.
Smizey smize. So cool out order is Erin, Brittany, Laura, Nicole, Cara, Jennifer, Sunday, Ray, Lulu, Ashley, Bianca, or Lashley, and then that leaves Bianca and Courtney in the bottom. And Bianca for focusing on her hair and makeup again. And now with anything and the judges being able to tell that. And Courtney for being, you know, having a bad photo shoot and giving up on herself. And for some reason, reasons I don't understand.
Very confusing. Bye, Courtney.
Bianca is safe? Yeah, bye, Courtney. I don't understand that.
I was very confused. Was not expecting that.
I really think Bianca should have gone home. She would, in any other season, Bianca would have gone home.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out why. But I'm guessing they expected her to deliver more drama, but she didn't. It mostly just turned into somebody else. Anyway, episode 4.
The title of episode 4 is Make Me Tall.
Oh, great.
So the episode starts off with Bianca upset. She's in the bottom two for a second time. And Erin's picture is displayed in the house, and she's very proud.
Yes. And, but then Ashley's like, I'm super upset because now I have to be really concerned about not looking too dancery. And I want it to help me instead of hindering me, which means it's definitely going to hinder her.
Mm-hmm. And then, because one black villain wasn't enough, we get two more this episode. Ashley and Lulu are the mean girls talking shit about everyone behind their back. And
so
right now they're talking shit about Bianca.
So I fully expected Ashley, like, because when this rivalry boils up, I think this is when they move. Actually, like, Bianca kind of gets set aside and turns into more of, like, the victim. And Lulu and Ashley become the black bitches. But, like, also, like, it's just so weird. Like, Lulu's edit in this episode, like, they really didn't like her.
I think they just, like, forgot about her, as did I.
Yeah. Well, yeah, until, like, they were like, oh, we have to make her look, give reason to send her home.
Nicole is giving me Elise from cycle one in this episode where she's just judging everybody. And I love it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Ashley and Lulu are always talking shit about people. Lulu's her delusional sidekick. And they're judging Bianca and they don't even know her.
And I mean, she's not wrong either. That's the thing. She's right. But also, I just want to point out, also, Bianca was talking shit about Nicole.
I know, 2 weeks and Nicole stands up for her.
So, like, I just hope Bianca, seriously, like, Bianca was saying all that shit about Nicole being so weird and so quiet. Like, nope, she's just perceptive and a decent person.
Yeah.
Tyra Mail, how old were you when you learned how to walk?
So we go to the Congo room, and we're doing a runway teach, babies.
Babies!
There's a red carpet, and Miss J and a little girl walk out, strut down the runway in matching outfits, diva fan themselves, and we meet this girl, Diva Divina? Is that her
Divana.
Name?
Divana, yeah.
Diva Divana, and yes. She's been modeling since 4 years old. Mm-hmm. Poor, poor girl.
Seriously.
And Tyra discovered her videos and brought her to the Tyra show.
Yeah, sure.
The girls are going to be modeling clothing by Mark Hoffman. So Brittany says something about math again. And the girls walk for Miss J.
Ray, I actually like Ray's walk, except that she's a dead arm.
Yeah.
Like, it's a totally fine, agreeable walk, except she has a dead arm. Nicole walks, like, Nicole has, I always comment, like, Nicole has really good posture. Almost too good posture, as you can see when she walks.
She arches her back.
She arches her back and her nose is literally up in the air.
Yeah.
Like, you could, like, what did Jay say? Like, I can see your secrets? Or something like that?
Yeah, something.
Or I can see your thoughts or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Sunday needs speed and presence. Lulu walks too short. She's trying to have a signature walk.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm not changing my walk. I'm not changing my walk for anybody. Great. That'll end well.
Brittany, sexy. Ashley, dancer, too controlled. Laura says, I practiced my runway walk in the frozen food aisle, Walmart.
I love her so much.
So then Miss J says, you'll notice that each of you has a matching outfit with another girl. You're going to learn how to walk in doubles and match movements and pace.
So they have to wear matching outfits and they have to learn how to coordinate and walk in pairs, effectively. Walk in tandem. Like tandem. It's great. Also, so much, like, somehow harder than it seems and easier than it seems at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about that. Like, about tandem walking in tandem, is that it's both hard and difficult. And basically, they have to coordinate. I have no notes on this.
Me either. Back to the house. So, Bianca's eating spaghetti with Sunday, and she's like, I really miss Courtney. And Sunday goes, She wasn't that much of your friend. Don't act like you guys were that close.
And yeah.
Bianca's like, what are you talking about? And Sunday's like, she talked shit about you.
All the time.
She said the only reason she was your friend was because of Lulu.
What does that even mean? Because Lulu hates Bianca.
I know. I didn't get that either. And it's like, oh, is Lulu pretending to be Bianca's friend because of Courtney? Like, what's going on?
It seems so, I'm guessing, because Bianca gets really upset about that. And so then basically Ashley comes into the kitchen area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, basically says something to Bianca, like, why are you mad? And Bianca's like, I'm not mad. And basically,
says,
like, Bianca's...
Put your eyebrows down, Bianca.
Mm-hmm. Ashley's
like,
the
leave
worst.
Leave Bianca alone. You guys are forgetting she just got out of an abusive relationship.
Seriously.
Leave her the fuck alone.
She's still kind of, she's fragile. Leave her alone. Let her, like, live her life.
Yeah.
She's not fucking with you. She's not
she's
messing up her shit.
She probably hasn't been around this many women in a while, and she just is recalibrating.
And
she
not
probably
only,
hasn't
like,
been
not only
allowed
that.
To be around this many women in a while.
And she's probably also, like, has to reconfigure, not even just women, just people in general, how to interact with people.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you a raise, like, not raise, but, like, when you have experience with abuse and with trauma and things like that of that nature, you kind of have to relearn how to be a human.
Yeah.
You know? And because sometimes your mechanisms are like, you do things and people are like, why do you do that? And you're like, doesn't everyone do that? And it's like, no, because that's not okay. It's not okay.
So Brittany's practicing her runway walk and Ashley and Lulu go to help her and they keep critiquing her. And they're like, you need to tone your eyes down. And Brittany's like, my eyes are just piercing.
Yeah. They're like, your eyes need to stop being piercing. Yeah. I wasn't mad at her for that humble brag, but I just want to acknowledge that it was a humble brag.
Correct.
My eyes are definitely just piercing.
So the girls go to a giant mansion in Malibu, and it Sunday goes, this mansion is bigger than the White House.
I know.
So they're going to be walking a fashion show for designer Kevin Hall.
And they're walking with tall girls, the tallest girls in the world.
5'10" or above. Yes. And they have to stand out and hold their own.
Mm-hmm. And Hillary's worst enemy.
I wrote in all caps, she just couldn't wait.
She couldn't help herself.
It's only the fourth episode.
Honestly, she usually doesn't, like, waits until, like, 5 or 6 at least.
I told you, she invited herself abroad last season. And now she invited herself early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, I have nothing else to do. Maybe top model will want to have me around. Maybe?
Because everyone in the office is like, yeah, Anne, go to top model.
Go,
get out of here for a little bit. Thank God she's gone.
Just in case anyone from 17 listens to this, I swear to God, I think you guys are amazing. I'm not actually doing anything. Like, just to point it out, I just need to disclose that.
You've changed. So anyway,
journalistic
Anne
integrity.
Tells the girls that the winner of this challenge is going to be in an editorial for 17 magazine for prom season.
Yeah, so it's like escape prom, and I'm like, escape prom?
Ooh, that's what, like, I tried escape to do. The room, but prom.
They wouldn't
scene?
Let us escape. I would totally do that.
Zombie prom. So Lulu talks shit again about Bianca to Ashley while they're having lunch, and of course Nicole is seated next to them.
Right.
And she's like, I honestly just feel like Lulu's losing focus. She is.
I mean, she's, again, Nicole is rarely incorrect.
True.
Like, Nicole is one of those people who I think, because she was, like, left out so often, she's gained a level of perception that a lot of, even adults don't have.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate
so
Nicole.
This is Laura's first runway show ever.
Ever.
And Sunday is the littlest one there, but she holds her own.
But she also looks like a little girl walking with her mom.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's charming.
Ashley, I just noticed that all the tall models are in long dresses and all the short models are in short dresses.
I thought that was very bizarre.
Yeah. Different.
It's like, oh, okay, is that a message that you're sending? Weird.
Lulu refuses to change her walk, and she brings the energy down.
I also, yeah, I love the fact, my note on that is just, ugh, your demise. but I also have the note that, like, everyone, basically at every challenge, they're all, like, every girl mentions, like, oh, we were just so, like, practicing because, like, we just wanted to, we weren't, didn't know if, like, maybe they were going to eliminate another girl after this challenge. And I'm like, they all have PTSD.
Yeah, they
all
of
the girls
have
PTSD from Rachel's elimination.
It's true.
They're all devastated.
So they go backstage for feedback after the show. Mm-hmm. And Anne Choquette goes, what's up, pretty girls? Bianca, you had strength in your walk, but a stumpy stride. Laura, great posture. Brittany, I could tell you were thinking tall. Lulu, you need to extend your legs.
Yeah, she has short steps.
She does. Mm-hmm. And then Ashley has this wiggle walk, which is like a dance walk that you see in all competition dance, but she's bringing it to the runway.
That is such a great way of putting it. It really is that like, that dancer mm-hmm. girl wiggle walk.
Like, turn on Dance Moms and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very structured but Wiggle, like, yeah. Everything is on beat, but too on beat. You know, intentionally on beat.
They are in total agreement that the winner is...
Brittany, a well-deserved win, in my opinion.
Yeah, she did great.
Yes. And so, yeah, so then...
Back at the house.
Yeah. Ashley and Lulu are talking shit.
Per you.
Because while Nicole basically is in the hot tub with Bianca, and I think somebody else, but I don't know who else was there. I wasn't paying that deep of attention. And she's like, I really want to have, like, a honest conversation with you. Like, I want to, like, get deep. And Bianca, like, opens up to her. Right? Mm-hmm. Is this when that happens?
Yeah. They, Bianca's like, I'm still trying to feel beautiful. And Ashley and Lulu are like, why is Nicole talking to Bianca? Mm-hmm. And Nicole's like, no, I feel like I really got to know her and see a new side of her. And they're like, Nicole's being taken advantage of.
What does that even mean?
They think that Bianca's, like, tricking her and manipulating her. And it's like, into doing what? They just talked.
Yeah, they just talked.
How does that affect you?
Right.
And Nicole comes in and she's like, hi, I feel like it's weird in here. And Ashley's like, you're so naive.
And it's like, why?
It's weird.
Why are you assuming that Nicole is a weak flower, first of all?
Because she is quiet. Why are you robbing her? Weakness.
And it's like, in eight, Nicole has, proves in this season that no, her weakness is her strength, not at all her weakness. And, did I say her weakness is her strength? I definitely did. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Tyra Mail.
Her strength is her... God damn it! That's Tyra Mail. objects and mirrors may be loose. Oh, maybe closer than they appear. I definitely thought this shoot was a different shoot when I first thought about it. I thought it was the one with the scarves.
No. So Aaron thinks they're going to be in a house of mirrors, but they arrive to this warehouse and there's like a jungle gym set. And the girls are going to be given long dresses and high heels, and they're going to have all the elements at their disposal to make them look tall.
Right.
So we go into the photo shoot, and we see a short scene of Lulu continuing to complain about the other girls.
Right.
And Nicole's like, I really thought she'd leave it at the house, but here we are. She's still going.
Guess not. That was a pipe dream. And then Jay's like, hey, girls, like, do you want to come watch the other ones? And it's like, Brittany's like, what? I didn't expect that. What? What? What do you mean? I don't understand.
It really was a disadvantage to go first this time.
I want Brittany to have a British accent, but I want her to sound like a Jane Austen ingenue in my brain. I don't know why, but in my brain, it's like Twiggy and being J.K. Rowling's mom. It's the same, I don't know why in my brain she sounds like that, but in my brain, Twiggy is J.K. Rowling's mom.
So Kara Kara has the potential to engage in a flow, but it just takes a while to get her there. Laura was being too pageanty.
Mm-hmm. Lulu was awful / boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see her, like, coming back and talking to Ashley and being like, I really need Sunday to step it up this week because we're definitely safe. Like Jennifer and Ray and Brittany. Who else? Brittany didn't do so well, which one she was correct about, but the other two was like,
Laura, she says all of them and she's like, but you and I killed it. And it's like neither of you did.
Yeah. Like, the only person that killed it was Nicole and Aaron, okay?
Yeah.
First of all.
So Jennifer,
and those people that y'all, like, aren't paying attention to.
Manipulates her body so you can't see her lazy eye. I mean, her ptosis.
Ptosis!
Nicole does amazing.
Yeah, she does.
Ashley stepped it up a little.
A little. For her. Which isn't saying much, because it's Ashley.
Sunday pouts too much.
She most definitely does.
Aaron is disgustingly gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. And, yeah. And then Lulu is just the definition of overconfident. Like, we just see her back at the house being like, I think I'm totally safe.
Bianca's inspiring but frustrating. And Jay has to be like, what do you love? And she's like, Jesus.
Jesus. Then think about Jesus.
Yeah, then think about Jesus.
It's like, I mean,
but yeah, know. Sorry, back to Lulu.
Yeah, back at the house, like, Lulu is just like, I think it was the best fit photo shoot I've ever had. Like, I think I'm really safe. I think I'm safe. I think I'm going to get called first. Like, this is going to be great. It's like, wow, you guys are being really heavy-handed with this, like, she going home edit. That's what you're doing. That's what y'all trying to pull? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we go into judging, and Jamie Richard is the guest judge, and she's a 5'6 petite model who's been on the cover of Vogue back to back.
Richard, not Richard. Probably autocorrect.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So Aaron's up first, and holy shit.
I screamed.
Legs.
She looks 5'25.
Everyone just goes, wow.
Wow. Like, her legs, are amazing. Like, they are amazing. I mean, it helps to be a short girl with long legs, especially in this kind of competition. In a petite modeling career in general, I'm guessing that probably helps.
Yeah.
Bianca, but, like, yeah.
Not elongated, but there is a softness to her face, which is what they finally.
Right. What else? Brittany looks short in her photo because she has no neck, and she basically looks like she's, like, coming out of, like, the the bedroom underneath the stairs in Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's so, like, bad. Sunday, what is this outfit you're wearing? Stop trying to make summer scarves happen. They make her take it off.
Yeah. Sunday does look taller than 5'3 and looks gorgeous. Looks
so good.
So good.
Laura, they're like, you should have put your right foot on the ground because you look like you're trapped in a box.
She does. They're not wrong about that at all. And Bianca, luckily for her, knows how to model the back of her neck. I was like, okay.
Jennifer, they love it. Nicole looks 5'13.
Because,
like, how'd you get that tall? Is Sunday's head going to poke out from under there?
Basically. Lulu looks average and short and like a singer.
Yeah.
Like, you look like an R&B singer hanging out on a wall.
Horrible. Cara Cara, dynamic, beautiful. Ray is laying down and Nigel's like, I don't know why all you girls chose to lay down to look longer. It doesn't really work.
Nigel was correcting that. It's like, no, you have to, like, put certain things farther away from the camera and certain things towards the camera. It's that simple.
And then Ashley was not smizing.
Not at all.
Deliberation. Aaron's one of their favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca has a beautiful face.
Sunday seems like she's hungover all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was hilarious. And
Laura should have stood.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole looks tall as fuck.
Lulu lacks some, whatever is extra. She lacks something extra.
She's average.
Yeah.
Cara.
Has a unique and special face. And Ray didn't grasp the concept of, you know, elongating herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, call out order?
Yes.
Yes!
Unanimous. Cara Cara. What the fuck?
Over Nicole? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, Nicole and Aaron. Like, what?
Cara Cara came out of nowhere.
Who?
Her?
So then Nicole, then Aaron, Sunday, Jennifer, Bianca, Laura, Ashley, Ray, and then the bottom two are Lulu and Brittany. Just get the fuck out of me. My roommate just walked into the room. I heard, like, a pitter-patter behind me.
Oh, you have headphones.
Scared the shit out of me.
That's so fucking funny. Yeah, so basically Lulu's in the bottom for lacking personality, and Brittany's in the bottom for her all of her good luck being possibly just a fluke.
Yes.
Huh. So, bye, Lulu. Lulu. Bye.
Get out of here.
Bye, Lulu. Trash talking somewhere else. Bye. Do you want to do Where Are They Now?
Yes.
Well, we have to do Where Are They Now on a bunch of people. So I'm going to start with Lisa Ramos.
Okay.
Because Lisa Ramos is the 9th most followed America's Next Top Model in all of the contestants for America's Next Top Model.
Damn.
Because she was on Girl Code.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So she was on Girl Code. She wrote a book. So she was modeling. She worked. She, like, is now, like, a comedian. She was in videos with, like, she's really good friends with Melanie Iglesias. Yada, yada, yada.
I hate
so
it the way
good
you
for her.
That.
Melanie Iglesias. Hillary hates me so much. And Rachel did very well.
Hell yeah.
She signed to BMG Models. She was in Southern Weddings, BG Magazine, In Magazine, and Quadruple X Magazine, whatever that is. She did 270, over 270 tests, and I think she's still working.
Alright.
And apparently, she got asked for All Stars, but declined. But, would have been nice to have her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yeah, the girl who was tragically eliminated. Courtney also had a similar career to Rachel's. She signed to Wilhelmina in Miami and Los Angeles. She was basically a commercial queen. Like, she was in ads for Nike Running.
That's because
Verizon.
She made such a good impression on Sean.
Probably. I mean, I guess so. And she was a trophy girl at the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards. And she was Quinn on 2 episodes of Pretty Little Liars.
She was yes. Quinn on Pretty Little Liars?
I don't, I guess, yeah.
Who is that? Megan, who is that?
Siri, who is that?
We were watching that show for a little while. We fell off. That?
Alexa, who is Quinn on Pretty Little Liars?
She's one of the lesbians, I know.
Sure.
Just from the name.
The blonde?
Is she the blonde? Is she? With long blonde hair? I can't even imagine.
She grew her hair out for sure. For sure. She kind of looks like Miley Cyrus now.
Damn. Okay.
She looks a lot like Miley Cyrus. So, then next, Lulu didn't have as much of a career as, you know, Courtney, Rachel, or Lulu. I mean, Lulu, or Lisa. But she did work. She never signed to an agency. She was in Damn Magazine, Nigel Barker's Beauty Equation, Fantasy Magazine, New York Times Fashion and Style, ID Pre-Fall. She modeled for Rue 107 and Outre Hair, which means she modeled wigs for a bit. Yada, yada, yada. So, good for her. She's still freelance modeling and designs wood furniture.
All right.
Why like not? A lesbian. That's not judgmental. I'm sorry. That's it. Great. So that brings us to the end of episodes 3 and 4. Hillary.
Yes.
Would you like to, you know, do all the social media nonsense?
Yes. You can find all of our social media links in the description below, as well as on our website, americasnexttopbestfriend.com. Feel free to send us an email at nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. As for me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at hilarious123. Also, if you're in the Chicago area, my classmates and I wrote a show they're putting on at Second City called A Matter of Laugh or Death, and that'll be playing October 26th through November 16th, Fridays at 9. Amanda, what's your social media?
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Loch Ness Manda. That's like the monster. You can also read my work at MarieClaire.com. Hillary, you ready to wrap it up?
Yes.
You shut up.
We went for the same
spooky thing. Okay. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Love you. Bye.